Most of the Midwest is likely to experience another storm system somewhat similar to that which occurred over the weekend. At this time, the new storm system will get underway tomorrow night and continuing Thursday, with dry weather expected already late in the day Thursday in the western Corn Belt, and eastern areas will be drying out Friday morning. It'll be a fast-moving system, but it'll have a lot of moisture with it because the temperature contrast across the region is going to become rather significant. We're expecting warm conditions to occur in the southeastern part of the Midwest ahead of this frontal system, and temperatures in the northwest are going to become bitterly cold. This is a cold air mass that's been building up in Canada for the past several days, and the temperatures are getting colder almost on a daily basis. We're going to be seeing some sub-zero readings for low temperatures in the northern U.S. Plains and a part of the upper Midwest as we get into the Friday-Saturday time period, and that's going to be the time in which we will see the drier air moving back across most of the Midwest. Snow will precede the coldest air. The northern plains will see most of their snow occurring probably tomorrow night into Thursday morning. The rest of the upper Midwest and part of the central plains will see most of their snow occurring late tomorrow night, more likely during the day on Thursday. The majority of that area from Nebraska and northeast Colorado into Minnesota will probably see some 1 to 4 inch accumulations with local totals upwards to 6 inches. That will be sufficient snow coverage for all of the northern plains and the northwestern Corn Belt to protect winter wheat that's planted up there across parts of the northern half of the plains against temperatures that will be getting bitterly cold. We do expect sub-zero temperatures to occur in the snow-covered areas in the northern plains as we get into Friday and Saturday mornings, and we'll probably see single digits and teens occurring southward into Nebraska, Colorado, and northwestern Kansas. Well, back in the heart of the Midwest, it'll be turning a lot colder as well, with low temperatures dropping into the teens and 20s. Afternoon highs during the colder days this coming weekend will run mostly 20s and 30s in the north, and 30s and perhaps a few lower 40s in the south. Exception will be in the northwestern Corn Belt, where a few locations will probably experience high temperatures limited to the teens. And looks as though the warmer air will come back into the region a little bit later next week, but as it does, it might set off yet another precipitation potential. Right now, the models are all favoring the southern portions of the U.S. from the southern plains into the Delta and southeastern states, but I wouldn't be surprised at all to see some of this precipitation lifted more to the north as we get into next week, and we'll look how the future forecast models change as each new run comes around. The expectation here is that the moisture totals across the Midwest will be great enough to set back field work once again. It looks like moisture totals across the region from Missouri and southeastern Iowa into Michigan and Ohio probably run anywhere from a couple tenths of an inch upwards to 3/4 of an inch, with some local totals over 1 inch likely from the Delta into parts of southern Illinois, Indiana, and southwestern Ohio. The rainfall is likely to set back field work once again, and so will the snow, for that matter, and we'll likely see some improving conditions taking place next week. But with the colder temperatures around, it's not going to dry out very well. But those areas that stay below freezing for a couple of days will see the topsoil firm up, and that might allow field work to resume even in the wettest areas. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.